Good morning, students. Fresh day and a fresh topic for us to discuss today. We have another very interesting topic of MBA international marketing students and also MCOM students and even other UG and PG students of professional programs will definitely enjoy today's audio session on ECGC, known as Export Credit Guarantee Corporation Limited, a Government of India enterprise, and its overview, some part of its historical evolution, what are the objectives, how it functions, will definitely be covered in today's talk. Dear students, in India, need for the export promotion was immediately felt after independence in 1947, as soon as India got freedom. But actually in 1953, a very broad proposal for an export credit guarantee scheme was put forward at a meeting of the Export Advisory Council. And Ministry of Commerce and Industry immediately took the matter seriously, and they discussed the pros and cons of going for export credit insurance scheme, and a draft was presented to Export Advisory Council, known as EAC, in 1955. Then Finance Minister, late Shri T.T. Krishnamachari, appointed a special committee under the chairmanship of Shri late Shri Kapoor, T.C. Kapoor, to examine the feasibility of setting up of an effective organization to provide insurance benefits against present export credit risks. And the recommendations of Kapoor Committee and thus the Export Risk Insurance Corporation was registered on 30th July 1957. See the name, listen name very carefully. Export Risk Insurance Corporation, ERIC, was registered on 30th July 1957 in Mumbai as a private limited company, though entirely state-owned under the Companies Act, with an authorized capital of rupees 5 crores and paid up capital of worth rupees 25 lakhs. Shri Ratilal M. Gandhi, Shri R. M. Gandhi, was the first chairman, and Shri T.C. Kapoor was the first managing director of the corporation. The first policy was issued on 14th October 1957. After introduction of insurance covers to banks during the period 1962-64, ERIC's name was again changed to Export Credit and Guarantee Corporation Limited in 1964. But interestingly, the above name was again changed to Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India Limited in the year 1983, and subsequently, just almost 6 years back, almost subsequently in August 2014, it was renamed as ECGC Limited, and since then it's functioning to its best of capabilities. Dear students, the vision of ECGC Limited is to excel in providing export credit insurance and trade related services to the beneficiaries, and the mission is also very clear. The mission of ECGC is to support the Indian export industry by providing cost-effective insurance and trade-related insurance and trade-related services to meet out the growing needs of Indian export market by optimal utilization of available resources in our country. You will be also interested to know that it has got its head office at Mumbai, There are 5 regional offices known as Northern Regional Office, Eastern Regional Office, Western Regional Office, Southern Region 1 and Southern Region 2 category office, and it has also got various branch offices located across India. For your knowledge purpose, I must share that in Eastern Region, they have got Bhubaneswar branch, then they have got Guwahati sub office, then got Kolkata Bank Business Branch at Shakespeare Sarai, Kolkata. Then I've got Kolkata Exporter Branch, Kolkata Exporters Branch. Then they've got Raipur Branch and they've got Varanasi Branch in the Eastern Region. In Northern Region, ECGC has got its Agra Branch at Sanjay Palace. It has got Bank Business Branch at Barakhamba Road at New Delhi. Then they've got Chandigarh Branch in Sector 31A. They've got Farida Branch in Haryana, Sector 21C. They've got Gurugram Branch at Upper Ground Floor, Phase 5th, Udyog Vihar. They've got Jaipur Branch at Anand Bhavan and Jalandhar Branch at Jalandhar City, Jalandhar. And they've got Jodhpur Branch, Upper Chopasni Road, near Bombay Motor Circle, Jodhpur. They've got Kanpur Branch at Chunniganj. They've got Ludhiana Branch and Morada Branch also. In New Delhi, they've got Large Exporters Branch at Pragati Vihar, Bhishma Pitamaha Marg. They've got New Delhi SME Branch at Brahm Pitamaha Marg. And they've got New Delhi West Branch also at Netaji Subhash Palace. They've got Noida Branch in Uttar Pradesh, Panipat Branch. They've got Srinagar Branch, Srinagar Jammu and Kashmir. They've got, in Southern Region, they've got Chennai Bank Business Branch at Overseas Tower. They've got Chennai Exporters Branch. They've got Chennai South Branch at New Colony, Coimbatore. They've got Coimbatore Branch at Trichy Road, Coimbatore Branch. They've got Karur Branch. They've got Madurai Branch. ECGC has got Madurai Branch also. They have Periamet Branch in Chennai and Salem Branch in Tamil Nadu. They've got Bank Business Branch, Triple B, popularly known as Triple B Branch at Tirupur, and Exporter Business Branch also as well in Tirupur. In Tuticorin, they've got a branch, ECGC. In Southern Region, it was all about Southern Region first. They also got Southern Region second. So there they have Bangalore Bank Business Branch at MG Road, Bengaluru. They've got a Bangalore Branch, Exporter Branch at MG Road, Trinity Circle, Bengaluru. They've got Guntur Branch, Guntur in Southern Category 2, and Bank Business Branch, Hyderabad. They've also got Exporter Business Branch, known as EBB Branch, at Hyderabad, ECGC, at opposite Public Garden, HSCA Bhavan. They've got Kochi Branch in Kochi, MG Road, Kurunakalam, Kochi, Ernakulam, Kochi, Kochi. And they've got Kolam Branch, K-O-L-L-M, Kolam Branch also, ECGC has got Kolam Branch. They've got Mangalore Branch, Burns Hostel Circle, Mangalore, and Vishakhapatnam Branch also in Southern Region 2. Interestingly, they've also got branches in Western Region. In Western Region, they've got Ahmedabad Bank Business Branch, Gujarat, Ahmedabad Exporters Branch, Andheri Branch, Andheri East, Mumbai. They've got Bandra Bank Business Branch at Bandra Kurla Complex, Mumbai. Bandra SME Branch also at Bandra Kurla Complex, Bandra East. They've got Bank Business Branch, Mumbai, at Tadalmal House, Nariman Point. Churchgate Branch in Mumbai. Gift City Branch, Gandhinagar. GIFT Gift City Branch in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. They've got Indore Branch also at MG Road. And Large Exporters Branch at Mumbai. Nagpur branch is also there of ECGC in Western Region, and Project Export Branch also at Nariman Point, Mumbai. They've got Pune branch also at Vastu Chambers, Shivaji Nagar, Pune. Rajkot branch is also operating of ECGC. Surat branch is also there of ECGC. Thane branch, THANE Thane West. Varodara branch in Gujarat is also operating. So all in all, they are covering almost entire country with their different regional offices and their local branches and other kinds of category branches. Now, students, you can also ask a question that what is the need for export credit insurance? So, there is a simple answer that, dear students, payments for exports are always open to various types of risks, even at the best of times. Therefore, the risks are assumed in larger proportions, even in today's environment. Of course, pandemic is going on. So, due to the far-reaching political and economic environmental changes, which always keep on taking place in the world economy, an outbreak of war or a civil war or unprecedented pandemic situations may block or delay payment situation for goods which are exported, or even sometime military coups or an insurrection of some kind of emergencies may also bring about the same kind of threats. So economic difficulties or balance of payment problems or even insolvency problems may lead to a nation to impose certain restrictions on either import of goods or on transfer of payments for the goods which have been imported. So therefore, exporters have to always face commercial risks of either insolvency or protracted the default of buyers. The commercial risks of a foreign buyer may become bankrupt or losing his or her capacity to pay the payments, or sometime due to uncertain or unprecedented political, environmental or health uncertainties like today we are facing. So export credit insurance is basically designed to protect exporters from the consequences of the payment risks, both political, non-political, commercial, environmental or whatsoever be. So to enable the exporters to expand their overseas business without the fear of loss, LOSS loss. So cooperation agreement with MIGA, known as Multilateral Investment Guarantee Agency, is the always been an arm of the World Bank. So this MIGA board, MIGA, provides political insurance for foreign investment in developing countries, providing technical assistance to improve investment climate and dispute mediation services, and also helping exporters. So that is why it is available against all kinds of risk, and especially with like of terrorism, civil disturbances, or economic risk or transfer restriction risks. So that is why ECGC has also been offering various products for the exporters and also bankers, and they are helping in all possible ways. That is why ECGC provides three important category of functions. It provides a wide range of credit risk insurance covers to exporters against losses in export of goods and services both. ECGC also offers guarantees and special guarantees to banks and financial institutions to enable exporters to obtain better credit facilities from these institutions. And thirdly, ECGC also ensures provision of overseas investment insurance to Indian companies investing in joint ventures abroad in form of equity or loan or advances. That's why these are also becoming kind of facilities by ECGC, offering insurance protection to exporters against payment risk, providing guidance in export related activities, making available information on different countries, different markets, different nations with its own credit ratings of ECGC, and making it more easy to obtain export finance from banks or given financial institutions. And ECGC also assists exporters in recovering bad debts. So all in all, ECGC is providing information on creditworthiness of overseas buyers. In order to update your knowledge, I must share with you a piece of information that Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India, ECGC, recently has also come out that it has extended time limit for all its returns, extension request and default notification of policyholders till up to 31st May, and even the deadlines for filing claims, reply to the claim queries and representations till June 2020. The specific shipment policy expiring or already expired in the month of March has been automatically extended up to June 2020. because ECGC offering export credit support, insurance support to Indian exporter, and it is controlled by Ministry of Commerce, also announced some very important measures for banks. It has also taken additional measures like waiving credit limit application fee till June 30th and reducing by half the policy proposal fee for the policies due for renewal or issuing from March 1st till June 30th. So exporters will decide about, exporters can decide now about the resale or re-import or even abandonment of the shipments that reached destination but not cleared by the overseas buyers due to lockdown in the destination various countries where the lockdown is going on. So that is why even the claim eligibility period or waiting period too has been reduced from the 4 months to a 1 month period. I can also further update you that ECGC has also contributed at an amount of rupees 4 crores to Prime Minister's Citizen Assistance and Relief in Emergency Situation Fund, PM CARES Fund, under ECGC's Corporate Social Responsibility Initiatives. And definitely this gesture of ECGC is going to help to deal with stress situation posed by COVID-19. Now, few days back, a student asked me a question through interaction that what are these are basic objectives of setting up the ECGC. So for your understanding, I can present you it in point formats. The one of the basic objective of ECGC is to protect the Indian exporters against unforeseen losses which may arise due to failure of the buyer, banking or other problems faced by the nation of the buyer or country of that particular buyer, by providing cost effective credit insurance covers in form of policy, factoring and investment insurance services comparable to similar covers available to exporters in other countries. Another very important objective could be to facilitate availability of adequate banking finance to the Indian exporters by providing surety insurance covers for bankers at competitive rates. Another objective is to educate the customers by continuous publicity and effective marketing policies and programs. Another very key objective is to develop world-class expertise in credit insurance among employees and ensure continuous innovation and achieve the highest customer satisfaction by developing top-quality insurance service. To facilitate availability of adequate bank finance by way of providing them surety insurance covers for bankers at competitive rates. And also, one of the key objectives is to encourage and facilitate globalization of India's trade, and as well as to help Indian exporters in management of their credit risks by providing aptly and timely information on creditworthiness of the buyers, bankers and the countries. So these are some objectives, very important objectives, which you have to keep in the mind while discussing the ECGC's basic area of functioning. Now, to the best of my knowledge, updated knowledge, currently Sri M. Senthilanathan, Senthilanathan, Sri M. Senthilanathan is the chairman cum managing director of the ECGC, Export Credit Guarantee Corporation. For your better understanding, I repeat, Sri M. Senthilanathan, Senthilanathan is the chairman and chairman cum managing director of this body. And there are 6 to 7 important directors representing Reserve Bank of India, then the Exim Bank, then the General Insurance Corporation of India, then State Bank of India chairman, president of FIEO. They are also as the contributing as the director of the board of directors. Then they've got senior executives, and there is separate organization chart also of this body where the different functionaries keep on working at the middle level, upper middle level and the lower level. So this is all about the organization structure of the ECGC Limited. Now, students, there are certain advantages or benefits of having export credit risk insurance. Number one benefit, always every insurance product provides is peace of mind. As an exporter, you cannot convert on your foreign receivables. So as an exporter, you are always having feeling of compensation for the value of these accounts. So to minimize your credit risk and protect, you always have better the peace of mind by way of having a credit risk insurance. Number two advantage is that an exporter can expand more quickly. Without an export credit insurance policy, it is always difficult how you are going to assess your risk. But when an exporter has got policy, risks are minimized, allowing exporters to gain new customers quickly. And third biggest advantage is that an exporter can always protect most critical accounts. So if company is devastated by a single one of your clients going out of business or becoming insolvent, you can then get your credit insurance policy, which can help you that your business remains functional and as stable as earlier. But there are certain disadvantages also of export credit insurance. That one of the few drawbacks when we count them. Number one, it is not always available for some high risk accounts. In most of the cases, a trade credit insurance policy not covers accounts that have a very high credit risk, or even the field will be, because the premium will be also very high. Even if it is insured, the premium is still very high. So this means that exporter pays much more when working with these kind of companies. Number two disadvantage is that does not cover every non-payment situation. While bankruptcies, defaulting, and things like political unrest or turmoil are usually covered with an export credit insurance policy, but things like slow payment, late payment, customer disputes or customer claims that products are in poor condition or incorrect are also not sometimes covered. Exclusions and limitations are vary from country to country, but if company is reputable, enjoying good reputation, trade credit company, then it definitely is going to help you and you can overcome these limitations. So always, it is always right for exporter to go for credit insurance cover. But it depends upon the size of each client they have to deal with. Now students, I must tell you the types of guarantees which are looked upon by the exporters. Number one is called packing credit insurance. Number two, export production finance guarantee. Third is post-shipment export credit insurance guarantee, export finance guarantee, export performance indemnity guarantee, and export finance overseas lending guarantee. So these are the basic six types of guarantees or insurance policies which are to be covered by the ECGC. And also as a buyer, generally types of insurance policies are there. Generally, there are major four categories of risks which are there. The main types of insurance covers, which are known as standard policies, specific policies, financial guarantees, and special schemes. So standard policies are ideally suitable to exporters to cover payment risks involved in export or short-term credit basis. Specific policies, these policies are specifically designed to protect Indian exporters from the risks involved in export on deferred payment contracts, services rendered to foreign parties, and construction works and turnkey projects undertaken abroad. Special policies, besides the risks covered under standard policies, are also issued to meet out the specific requirements of export transactions. While the financial guarantees are the policies issued to banks for covering risks in extending credit at pre-shipment as well as post-shipment stages. And finally, fourth, special schemes. These are basically meant to cover risks involved in confirmation to letter of credit opened by foreign banks. You already know, I already covered the letter of credit through my earlier audio sessions. That letter of credit is a very important written undertaking between the exporter and importer. So these kind of special schemes are in confirmation to the letter of credit opened by foreign banks, insurance cover of buyer's credit, line of credit, and exchange fluctuation risks are also covered. So we have discussed almost different types of categories of risks covered by the various credit guarantees companies, and risks are always arising out of the foreign laws. Risks, cargo risks are also there. Then there are price inflation risk, and different kind of risks keep on arising in the export business. I would also discuss with you standard policies under ECGC. Now we have four types of standard policies under ECGC. Standard policy do include for shipment made on short term credit. Shipment A, shipments comprehensive risks policies. This covers from commercial political risks from the date of shipment. B, shipments political risks. This covers from political risk from the date of shipment. C, contracts comprehensive risks policy, contract policy. This covers from commercial political risk from the date of contract. And D category comes under the, this covers from political risk from the date of contracts. So the shipments comprehensive risk policy is the ideally suitable for goods exported on short term credit basis. These type of policies do cover commercial and political risk from the right from the date of shipment, because the risk of pre-shipment loses on account of frustration of contractor practically nil in respect of export of raw materials or sometimes consumer durables or consumer goods, as they can be sold easily anywhere. But contract policies need to cover from the date of contracts, so these are ideally suitable in those category of goods which are to be produced or manufactured to meet out the specific requirements of buyers and do not have alternative buyers. Yes, dekhi dhyan dijiyega, to meet out the specific requirements of buyers and do not have alternative types of buyers. Further, the risk of BAN. Moreover, the risk of BAN, B-A-N, ban on export of goods covered by the contract policies only. So these are very, very important types of policies which are covered by the, or which are floated by ECGC. ECGC covers losses that may be incurred in extending loans by the banks and other financial intermediaries to exporters. The major forms of guarantees are also offered by ECGC to the exporters. Number one is Peking Credit Guarantee. The credit facilitates extended to exporter at pre-shipment stage qualifies for Peking Credit Guarantee. This type of policies covers against losses that may be incurred in extending Peking credit advances due to protracted default or insolvency of the exporter client. The financier bank, now let's listen very carefully. The financier bank will be entitled to claim 66, that is 2/3% of its losses, 2/3% of its losses from the corporation in the event of an exporter failing to discharge its liability. Premium payable is 12 paise per rupees 100 PM or on the highest amount outstanding on any day during the month. There is another post-shipment export credit guarantee, export credit insurance individual post-shipment, known as ECIB, where the banks and financial institutions who are authorized dealer in foreign exchange are eligible for export credit insurance from ECGC. The authorized dealers who extend post-shipment finance to exporters by way of purchase, negotiation or discount of export bills after the shipments are qualified for claim under the above policy. This kind of policies covers non-realization of export bills and protracted default or insolvency of the exporter client. Then there is export performance guarantee. During execution of projects, exporters are required to furnish bonds, BONDS bonds, assuring due performance of the contract. So exporters are also required furnishing a bank guarantee to the foreign parties at various stages, starting from bidding, BIDDING, starting right from bidding, advance payment, due performance to releasing retention money, etc. Whenever a foreign bank extends credit in foreign currency abroad, Indian exporters need to furnish a bank guarantee to foreign bank for the amount of borrowings. Banks which issue such guarantees can obtain ECGC cover for each bank guarantee issued at various stages of contract against losses that they may suffer due to insolvency or protracted default of the borrower. Then there is one more type of guarantee I must cover, export finance guarantee. Ye kab hoti hai? Whenever a bank provides a foreign currency loan to a contractor for overseas projects, it will immediately apply for export finance, overseas lending guarantee. So in that case, it will apply for export finance guarantee from ECGC. The percentage of losses covered under this guarantee is 75% to 90%. And the premium payable is 0.90% per annum for 75% cover and 1.08% per annum for 90% cover. Premium is payable in Indian rupees. There is a shipments comprehensive risk policy known as SCR. An exporter who has annual export turnover of rupees 500 crore or more is eligible for shipment comprehensive risk policy known as standard policy or standard whole turnover policy of ECGC. This policy in fact covers all types of shipment risks, commercial risks, buyer risks, political risk, letter of credit opening bank risk. However, the policy permits exclusion of exports to associates and shipments backed by letters of credit. The policy is valid for a period of 12 months and the percentage of loss covered under this guarantee is 90% and minimum premium available is rupees 10,000, which shall be adjusted towards premiums falling due on the shipments affected under the policy and same is not refundable. So these are the various kinds of policy. And then another is feature is small exporter policy known as SEP. The small exporters policy is basically the improved version of standard policy with certain improvements in terms of cover. Small exporters policies are issued to the exporters whose anticipated turnover is below rupees 500 crores for 1 year. The maximum liability under the SEP shall be fixed as per laid down guidelines but shall not exceed rupees 2 crores. The nature of commercial risk and political risk cover is similar to that of shipment comprehensive risk SCR policy, standard policy. Then there are various types of facilities provided by ECGC to small exporters. So we have already covered them in our various earlier kinds of objectives. So important obligations for the small exporter is that shipments need to be declared monthly. Small exporters are required to submit monthly declarations of all payments remaining overdue by more than 60 days from the due date, as against 30 days in the case of exporters holding the standard policy. Then they've got micro exporters policy, also known as MEP. All exporters, including traders, manufacturers, and service providers, whose export turnover is up to rupees 100 lakh for 1 year, irrespective of MSME certificate, are eligible under the micro exporters policy. These policies are valid for a period of 12 months. Exporters who apply for this policy has to pay processing fee of rupees 1000 and minimum premium of rupees 20,000. Percentage of cover is 90%. The maximum loss limit is rupees 15 lakh and single loss limit is rupees 5 lakhs. But sometimes there are certain types of risks which are not covered by the ECGC. Exchange loss due to the fluctuations of exchange rates, failure on the part of the buyer abroad to obtain the import authorization or exchange, a default of the exporter or his agent, any loss which arises due to its dispute in quality, and risk which is inherent in the nature of the goods itself. So such type of risks are not covered by the ECGC. So this was all about the very comprehensive talk about the Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India. You can drop your questions and queries to me if you have any question or doubt. But I think to the best of my abilities, I've been trying to provide you this kind of e-content which can be useful to you in your studies. I hope this session was very fruitful to you and you must have learned a lot of new insights. And this talk will definitely help you in preparing your own handwritten study notes or in enhancing your knowledge. So I understand that you have been able to understand the fundamental functioning of ECGC. I wish you best health and also stay safe, stay healthy wherever you are. Thank you very much.